Chazal tell us, Yoser gadol mishimishel, Yoser milumadeh. Sometimes learning from the actions of tzaddikim are greater than their teachings themselves. So let's talk about maybe 10 ideas or 10 stories about the tzaddikim and how they viewed Erev Pesach, Batikas Chametz, Bir Chametz, or an Erev Yontov overall. Learning should be in Schus Refur Shlema for Baruch Tzvi, Ben Rivka Bat, Yipso, Shecho Yisrael. Some of these stories are similar, but I thought it would be apropos to name them specifically, even if they overflow with each other. The first idea, the first story, the Skver Rebbe said about his father that he didn't have any difference on his face between the nights of Kol Nidre and the night of Bidikas Chametz. You would never be able to tell the difference on his face of Kol Nidre and Bidikas Chametz, because each night he would have tears flowing down like a baby. By the Bidikas Chametz, by Bir Chametz, and by Kol Nidre, he would be so emotional and davening to the Rabbono Shel Olam. The second story is about the Vizier Tzarebi, the Avos Yisrael. He met the Chassid of Mordechai Chana, the great famed Chassid of the Mordechai Chana, after Bidikas Chametz, and he asked him, you did Bidikas Chametz, but did you get rid of the Chametz in your heart? And the Mordechai Chana answered back to Vizier Tzarebi, the Mishnah says in Pesachim, Machem She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz, Ein Tzarech Bidika. A place where you don't bring Chametz into ever, you don't have to do bedika, right? Halachically, the places that you never bring chametz into your attic, you don't have to do bedika there. Says the Mordechai Chana to the Vizier Tzarebi, a place where I didn't bring chametz into my heart the entire year, I don't have to do bedika there. Says the Baal Tanya, the third idea about the third tzaddik. The Baal Tanya is famous, known to that he came home from seeing his Rebbe, the Maggid of Mezrich, on Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach, and he did bedikas chametz the entire night. And it was known in the Baal Tani, he only had one room. And it's brought down, like, what was the Baal Tani doing the whole night of Bidikas Chametz? And it said in the Sefer B'Kodecha Sicha, even though he only had one room, he wasn't just checking the Bidikas Chametz of his house, he's doing Bidikas Chametz of his soul. He's doing the Bidikas Chametz of his nefesh, of his lev. He was checking up his soul, he's checking up his daven, he's learning, he's checking his sins, he's checking his mitzvos. Because when we do Bidikas Chametz by all these three stories of the Skver Rebbe, the Vizier Rebbe, and the Baal Tanya, these are the stories that talk about Bidikas Chametz not just being looking for physical Chametz, but looking for the spiritual Chametz as well. As they say that, the story goes, Rebbe Tzemachlis, this will be an add-on to three. So today Rebbe Tzemachlis would write down on a piece of paper the midos that she wanted to work on, and then on Erev Yontif, she would put it in the Bir Chametz. Jealousy in the Bir Chametz. Anger in the Bir Chametz. She would write down a piece of paper, and she would mamish put it into the fire. The fourth story, Vichum Nichol Zlachev. So this story actually happened on Erev Sukkot, but I thought we could take it and apply it to Erev Pesach as well. So Vichum Nichol Zlachev was known to be very, very poor. Rav Avadia Yosef writes the story in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos. And the story goes is that he had a very, very special prize. He had a tefillin from his Zaydi that was very, very special, and he didn't sell for anything. However, when it came that year, he sold the tefillin for a very special esrog. He came home, and his wife saw an Erev Yontif. His wife saw the special esrog, and she asked him, "Where'd you get this esrog?" And she told him. He told her that he sold the tefillin. She said, "You know, the kids are hungry here, and you're buying the tefillin." She slams the esrog down, and the esrog and the pitom falls off. It's like make a movie in slow motion. And Chum Michal Zlachev turns his eyes to Hashem and says, "Hashem, the same Rabbono Shem who wants me to have a beautiful esrog is the same Rabbono Shem who wants me not to get angry. Please, help me be calm, help me stay calm and cool and collected." And it happened that night, it was Yontif night, Sukkot night. The story goes is that his grandfather came to him in a dream and told him because he didn't get angry at his wife and he held back from getting angry, he said at the end of the day, that caused a tremendous ruckus in Shemaim, and you never have to worry about money ever again. A tremendous story for controlling one's emotions, especially Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach. The fifth story, Rav Shlomo Freifeld. This actually is a story that happened to Rav Shlomo Freifeld on Erev Pesach. So Rav Shlomo Freifeld, his Rebbe, was very, very sick. And the story goes is that year, a Talmid came to Rav Shlomo's home on Erev Pesach, just months after Rebbe was diagnosed with her illness. And after a long silence, Rav Shlomo looked at the Talmid and asked him if he could take him to the mikvah. The Talmud was surprised, because Rav Shlomo Freifeld, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Shayoshev, he clearly had gone to the mikvah. But of course, if the Rebbe asked, okay, we'll go again. And the Rebbe went back to the mikvah and then he came home. The Talmud asked Rav Shlomo when he came back, why is it that he went to the mikvah a second time? Can I ask Rebbe why he went to the mikvah twice today? And he said, I'll tell you the reason. I'll tell you, it's been a hard day for me. It's Erev Yontif, but it's still hard to feel here because the Rebbe is not doing well. I went to the mikveh earlier, but came home without feeling of any joy and inspiration that Erev Yontif normally brings. And I was upset at myself, and I said, who am I? Am I Shlomi from Israel that the Rebbe expects me to be Surim Yumin? I'm Shlomi from East New York, and just have to do the best that I can. Once I realized that, I had to go back to the mikveh with that kavana. Now I am ready for Yontif. Said Rav Shomer Feifeld to his Talmud, you have to do your part. Even though he had such a tremendous illness in his family, he said, I have to do my part and still try to just do my best. And sometimes we have things going on within our lives. Rechman al-Tzom, we should never know of anyone who's sick. But at the end of the day, to understand, to do our best in Erev Yontif, to make sure that it's besimcha and it's with joy and happiness. The sixth idea brought down by the Ksav Sofer, writes in the Tshuva that his father, the Chasam Sofer, used to go to shul on Erev by Marv, B'tikas Chametz, with his hat, and he would come home, and he would do the B'tikas himself. And it was documented that he had a lot of daughters and sons, Baruch Hashem, to be able to help, but B'chozos Asa HaKol Ba'atzmo. The Chasam Sofer, it's documented by his son, Ksav Sofer, said, the Chasam Sofer had every reason to trust his kids, but he himself did the entire B'tikas. He didn't trust, but he wanted to be involved in mitzvah himself. The seventh story by the Tzad Tzadikim, the Chazon Ish, it's brought down in the Sefer Chazon Ish Bedorosov. It's brought down that the Chazon Ish will look for hours and hours for chametz on Erev Pesach night, and he never find anything. And they asked him, Rebbe, why are you searching for it? You know, we had all the cleaning, we had all the cleaners, so why are you searching? So the Chazon Ish said, Chazal commanded us to search. V'ein chiyav limso. The mitzvah of B'diyas Chametz is not to find. The mitzvah is to search. He says, at the end of the day, the Gemara says, Shema Yimalti Gluska Yafa. Right? Maybe you'll find a piece of cake. At the end of the day, you did all you could, but there's always more. And the mitzvah is not just to find, the mitzvah is to search. Number 8, Rav Baron of Bells would cry 2 times a year like a baby. He'd cry by Bir Chametz, and cry by Purim, the Shmonesi Purim, and Noah. Throughout the entire year, no one else would see him the way he would cry on those days. Number 9, Rav Shimon of Lavov, the Rav Biederman writes, Rav Shimon of Lavov was very emotional about B'diyas Chametz, and he would be crying, and his kids and grandkids and great-grandkids told him, they all for generations would always say, that they always saw that inspiration by B'diyas Chametz and by Bir Chametz, how he got so emotional. Because by these tzaddikim, it wasn't just looking for the Chametz and getting it done, it was mamish, it was kol nidre. It was looking for the chametz of their heart and their soul and doing whatever they could. And finally, the 10th and final idea, the Leib Simcha, the son of the Imre Emes, writes about his grandfather, the Sfas Emes. And we said in the beginning of Meseches Psachim, Orla Basar Bodkin Es HaChametz. Right? In the light of the night of the 5th, of the 14th, you should look for chametz. And Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi in the open Meseches Psachim, what does Rashi say in Orla Basar? It says, Garsinam. Which means we're going to see exactly what this is talking about. Says the Sfas Emes, you know what it means, Garsinan? It means after B'dika, go learn. Go learn Torah after you do B'dika's Chametz. Kilomar. Yishlisko shemiyad la'achara B'dika. Tzarch lehisyashev limod. And how do you know you have to go learn? Because it says Garsinan right after all the Basar Bodkin is the Chametz. Search for Chametz. Rashi says Garsinan, which Garsinan usually means we'll see later on. But here says the Sfas Emes, Garsinan is go learn Torah. Hashem should bless us to be able to learn from these mices of the tzaddikim, of the Skver Rebbe, the Vizitzer Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, that their emotion during their B'dikas Chametz and Bir Chametz was so special. V'chil Michal Zachev and Shomer Freifel, that even though they had hard things going on Erev Yontif, the Yitzhar wants us to get angry so much. We have to make sure to be so careful. As I saw from the Avos Yisrael, the Avos Yisrael, remember the Imre Chaim vision. It's one of the visions the Rebbe said, the Chametz is Osir B'mashehu. Chametz is also just with a little bit. But anger, not even an ounce of anger. The Yitzhar wants us to get very angry on Erev Yontif. But it says, Rechim Lechol Jalach, the Roshom Rafaifel, to be very careful with those midos. The Ksav Sofer, the Chasam Sofer would do it himself. And the Chol Zunish, at the end of the day, it's not a mitzvah to find, it's a mitzvah to search. And the Maron of Bells, of Shinu Lov, would be very emotional about Bedika and Bibir Chametz. And to make sure to follow the words of the Sfas Emes, Bodkin Es Or, to look for Chametz. And what should you do right after? Garsina, be able to go learn Torah. And get back into the Ruchnius. Hashem should bless us, be able to make sure to learn about B'dikas Chametz, B'yur Chametz. If you look at the Yiratzon and the Siddur, the Yiratzon that we say right after and before, we're not just getting rid of the physical Chametz in our home, but we're getting rid of the spiritual Chametz of our lives. Hashem should bless us to look and search and to learn from the Tzadikim, to take the Tzadikim's Maisas, and Be'ez Hashem, channel those messages and lessons into our own personal lives. Shkoich.